Hello, everyone. Welcome to That Crazy Gamers Podcast. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Jake. You can call me Jake, because my name's Jake. And yeah, I just wanted to say welcome to the podcast. We're going to have a long ride ahead, long run ahead of us. Sorry, I kind of messed up that wording there. I'm an idiot, if you can't tell. But, yes, welcome to the podcast. I'm very excited to be starting this. I've always wanted to do a podcast, and, yes, I'm fulfilling my dream. You could say I'm fulfilling my dream of starting a podcast. But yes, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for listening. We're not done yet. I know you're all probably saying it's like, but he just basically said an outro. But I didn't, because it's not an outro. It's an intro. So yeah. Alright. Basically, yeah, that's my intro. Basically, on this podcast of That Crazy Gamer, we're going to be doing all different things, such as talking about new games coming up, talking about video games, consoles, all this different stuff, going from, you know, the PC, from the Xbox, PS, the PlayStation, the Wii U, all this different stuff, going to be put into one podcast. Of lots and lots of episodes. I'm gonna be putting up a episode every week, so you guys can have a little time, you know, watch the first podcast, watch the second podcast. Oh, listen, sorry, I kind of messed up on the wording again. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. That's why I'm crazy. But yeah. Yeah. So this is gonna be a really fun adventure. But let's get into the first episode, why don't we, after the first intro. So, you know, it's August 1st, or for me it is, at the time I'm recording this podcast, recording my voice. And a lot of new games are coming out, such as, you know, Risen 3, Titan Lords. Gonna be fun. Ultra Street Fighter 4. Oh, that one's gonna be good. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls Ultimate Evil Edition. Oh, that one's gonna be good too. What else? Dark Souls 2 Crown of the Old Iron King DLC. And Metro Deluxe. Madden NFL 15. But that's enough of that. Let's actually get into the games, and yeah, so let's start off with Ultra Street Fighter 4. Now, yeah, I've played the other three Ultra Street Fighters, and I thought they were really cool, a lot of good characters to be played as, so I didn't know I knew they were going to make a fourth one. The series has been really good. It's been on pretty high up there for very long, and you know that because that's the reason is because it's relevant. The games, there's so many. I'm trying to word this. Sorry. You know, they come up with a game, you know, every year, every couple years, yeah, and that's what's good about a game. You know, I like to play games. A series that comes out every year. Assassin's Creed, for example. Call of Duty. Those are games I love to play. Even though, you know, it might not have a good multiplayer, or campaign, or co-op, whatever it is. I still love playing the games, because it's so relevant. And those games always stay on top. You know, you'll see Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty on top. And the reason why is because it's so relevant. They come out with a game every year. And then you look at Halo. They come out with a game maybe every 2-3 years, perhaps. Not every year. You know, they'll come out with DLC and stuff, but not not a game, but it's still high up there because people love playing it. But not as high as, you know, Ultra Street Fighter, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, you know, like I said before. Those are games that are relevant. People love playing those games because, you know, you can play the first one for about a year, you know, then it starts getting really old. Or if you're like me, you know, after a couple of months of playing multiplayer for like hours and hours and hours, then it starts getting old, then you start getting into the older Call of Duty. But, yeah, after, like, you know, it's been a year, a new Call of Duty comes out, kaboom! You're just like, oh my gosh, I gotta pre-order this, you know, look at that, like, such as Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. You know, we came from the very first Call of Duty, which was World War II, and now we're in the, like, some crazy technological age where we have, you know, suits of armor and random trains that don't use rails, really. Well, they use rails, but not, like, railroads. And so much new stuff, you know. We're not using the military, and it's all weird. You wouldn't really expect that, like, now, because we actually use military. We don't use, like, mercenaries and stuff. But, you know, games like that have came to an age where it doesn't matter where it started from and where it's gonna end from. You know, Call of Duty could have started at World War II, and it could end at like some random age where we're fighting against aliens, like extinction from Call of Duty Ghosts, basically, but like real aliens, you know, like ET kind of guys. And it still wouldn't matter because people love playing Call of Duty, and that's all that matters. If, you know, you like a series, then you should keep playing it, even though, you know, the game might look like stupid as fuck. Sorry. But that's the truth. If you like a series, don't give up on it because, like, one of the games is stupid, you know. You know, a lot of my friends, when, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, no, Ghost came out, they thought it was so stupid, fighting against aliens that came to Earth. I mean, there's no point to that. And look, the campaign, so stupid, we're in the future, we're getting attacked by random mercenaries. All this different technology and stuff. This isn't Call of Duty. Where's the Call of Duty that I love? You know, technically, it doesn't really matter. Because you love the game. That's all that matters, you know? Yeah, the game might be crap. Like, really bad. And you're just like, oh, they're making another one? Dude, that's stupid. But really, just try it out. It doesn't hurt anyone to just try something out. Trust me. It never does. Let me actually get onto the, you know, line of Ultra Street Fighter 4. Capcom has released several updates, you know, containing, you know, new characters and modes. They're bringing five new characters to join the roster, bringing the total fighter count to 44, which is going to be good because, you know, people are going to play as, like, one character throughout, like, the whole time, like, all the time they're playing it. But, you know, me, when I played Ultra Street Fighter, yeah, I played with one person for, like, a lot, but I wanted to try different characters out, so I try to. Oh, jeez. Sorry, I got like a massive hiccup right there. So I tried out the other 39 characters. And that, you know, I wasn't that bad. You know, I got my ass kicked like a lot. But I still tried it. It's not hurt to try, like I said. So, yeah. Yeah, and so let's move on. And the release date of that is August 4th, so at least like 3 days of mine. 3 days from mine. Alright, so let's move on to the next topic, our next game that we want to talk about. Risen 3, Titan Lord. I'm just going to put this out there. I've only played the first Risen and got around to it. Not at all. But I still know stuff about it. The Piranha Bytes, they say they're going back to what is classic games in the genre successful of RPGs. So, they're going to be, you know, bringing back the old combat system, they're going to be bringing back RPG genre so successful. They're going to bring that stuff to Risen 3. So basically, unique quests, all these different abilities, and the creative world that's, you know. So basically, kind of like you're going to have a lot of unique quests that you can choose from. You don't have to really go from the main quest. You can, you know, random person, you know, talk to them. It's going to be a good quest. You can basically create the world that feels more alive to you. So that's going to be really cool in my state. I'm probably going to go play Risen 2 before I get Risen 3. And that release day is August 12th. And it'll all be out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC on August 15th. And, you know, I look on, like, forums and stuff about, you know, just random games. Risen, people they've asked about Risen 3, is it going to have multiplayer? They say they're probably not, like, just like in the other two games, which they didn't have multiplayer. But that's what's so neat about RPGs. If you put it on multiplayer, it basically just kind of screws up the game, because you have all these different quests, but, you know, you should really take them on your own. In an RPG, you want to create the world that you want. So basically, if you want to be an evil overlord, then be an evil overlord. If you want to be a really nice guy, you know, saving people, doing all these things, starting a family, whatever, do that. Or be in between, whatever. But when it's in multiplayer, like Elder Scrolls Online, you can't really do that kind of stuff. You have to just be yourself. You had factions, you could play with other players, you know, build guilds and stuff. You know, yeah, it's fun. A lot of hours spent on that, just saying. If you do that to an RPG, really, you're just it's not really a role-playing game anymore. Because now you're giving it to all different people, a lot, like, thousands of people to come on to one game and do so much stuff to that. And when you want to, like, chop down a tree or do a quest, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people there already, and it's just not going to feel fun because, you know, people are going to be talking, giving away stuff, hacking, all this different stuff when you just want to be alone and do it by yourself. That's what makes RPGs so unique. That's why I love playing, you know, like Elder Scrolls, Risen, all these RPG games that are just single player because it's so much fun. Because, yeah, you're by yourself, which is kind of boring, but you can have so much fun because you can do quests and buy and trade and do all these different things without other people, you know, like hacking and killing you. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Risen 3. can't wait. Alright. Yeah, alright. So, yeah, Risen 3. That's going to be fun. What else? Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is on August 19th. Is going to be put on... Is going to be... Sorry. Available for the PS4 and the PS3. Now, they weren't for 4. They were only for Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC. But now it's going to be on all consoles except the Wii. Because Wii, sorry... I'm sorry, Wii, but no one really plays on you a lot. Except for, like, Mario and stuff. I love playing Mario. Mario's great. Alright. What else to talk about? Alright. I've been waiting to talk to this one. The new Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls Ultimate Evil Edition. Now. You're probably all wondering, what is that? It's basically, yeah, Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, but it has all these different things, so, you know, you have, like, the Call of Duty, you know, editions and stuff, like, Hardened Edition, and, I forget the other one. That's basically what it is, but Diablo 3. It's basically, the basic, you know, Diablo 3 game, and a Reapers of Souls expansion pack. Now, that's going to be cool, because expansion packs are great, and it's basically, it will be packaged with a code for the Infernal, Pauldrons, shoulder plates. And basically, that's really good shoulder plates, you know? Like, really good armor. And so if you're level 1, you'll be able to get it. So you get all these bonuses like vitality and life per second, cooldown reductions, all these different, like, these couple of things. And if you're level 1, you're basically going to be good. Because you're not going to be able to die as easy as a regular 9... No, well, you will, but... Like, you kind of will have more armor to protect yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, that'll be, 59, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions will be for $59.99, and the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 will be considerably lower price of $39.99. And I guess that's because they're at a dead month, because the release is, like, falls into a dead month where all the price is, you know, odd and all this different stuff. But that's going to be fun. I don't know if I'm going to get that. I might. Perhaps. I don't know. We'll have to see. Now, moving on. I didn't say that. That comes out August 19th as well. As well as the Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare for the PS4 and the PS3. The infamous Second Son First Light DLC for the PS4, you know, comes out August 26th. They haven't really posted anything, like, said anything on it yet, so when I get that, before it comes out, I'll tell you guys more about it, of course. Metro Redux. Now, this is going to be awesome. Basically, Metro Redux is basically Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light changed and remade and stuff for the Xbox One, PS4, and the PC. Now, that's going to be awesome, because that's going to be on completely new consoles, so it's going to have amazing graphics, just as I was, like, as I thought, you know, Metro 2033, I remember when that came out, and, oh god, what year did that come out? I don't know, it came out in a year that it didn't really have good graphics. Well, I mean, it did, but, I mean, not like the best graphics as we have like nowadays, but it was still a good game. And now you're putting it onto a completely great, you know, completely great graphics card or whatever they're doing. Yeah. So just think of like, you know, 480p YouTube video and then change it to 1080p. Oh, no, 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 let's say it's 360p to 1080p, that's basically what they're doing. That's going to be amazing graphics, and not like the loading or anything for any of you that, you know, have to load like 24/7. But that's going to be amazing because the graphics are going to be completely new. It's going to be the same storyline as well, you know, but just amazing graphics and on good consoles. So, I'm going to buy that, of course, I'm going to buy that. And that's going to be out August 26th, that's going to be great. And the last thing I'm going to talk about for this podcast is, of course, Madden NFL 15! Oh my god! No way! No way! Madden NFL 15. Now, that's going to be going on every single one of the consoles, so Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, except, well, like, I don't really count Wii or PS or PC, so. So yeah, this is gonna be fun. Yeah. You know, it's basically just gonna be the Madden NFL 15, so 2015 NFL, basically. That's going to be fun. I've always loved Madden. I just suck at it because I always do Hail Mary, like 24/7. You know, it may do good for, like, the first, like, 5 minutes, and then the rest of the game just sucks. It just sucks. Like, so much. It sucks. But all the games. There's a lot other ones, but I really, like, I'm not going to get into them for you guys. This is probably the ones that you guys want to hear. What's coming out, what are they for, and, yeah. So, you know, I'm probably going to be doing that, the game releases, every month, like, every beginning of the month, I guess, like, first week of the month, I'll just be doing, you know, the game releases, giving you guys info about them, what consoles are going on, what's the date they come out, they have multiplayer, you know, all this different stuff. For you guys, I'm going to be doing that for you guys in the future. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that a lot often. I'm going to be having a podcast every week, so in the future, for the future, just be waiting every week for my latest podcast, That Crazy Gamer, Jake. That's me, that's Jake, that's my name, I'm Jake. But, yeah. I'm Jake, and this was my podcast. I hope you guys liked it, and I can't wait to talk to you guys, get more into this podcasting. So, yeah, I'll see you all in the next I'll talk to you guys more in the next podcast next week. Tune in next week for the second episode. I'm Jake. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.